What up, Get Up Nation? My name is Ben Biddick, the host of the Get Up Nation podcast and co-author of Get Up, The Art of Perseverance, with former Major League Baseball player and CEO of Lurong Living, Adam Greenberg. Recently, I had the honor and privilege of speaking with the legendary Cappy Pondexter. Born in Oceanside, California, grew up in Chicago, Illinois, attended John Marshall Metropolitan High School in Chicago, followed by Rutgers University from 2002 to 2006. In the WNBA draft, she was a first-round pick, selected second overall by the Phoenix Mercury. As a rookie, she earned the honor of being selected to the Western Conference WNBA All-Star Team. She went on to earn the following accolades: two-time WNBA champion, WNBA Finals MVP 2007, seven-time WNBA All-Star, four-time Turkish National League champion, 2007 Turkish Cup winner, two-time Russian National League champion, and three-time Russian Cup winner. She is also an Olympian. In 2008, Cappy represented the United States on the women's basketball team in Beijing, winning gold. Cappy's name is on the list of the WNBA's top 15 players of all time. In addition to Cappy's accomplishments in athletics, she created a successful company called Four Seasons Style Management, which gives her an entrepreneurial outlet for her love for fashion. Get Up Nation, welcome with me one of the finest athletes this earth has ever seen, Cappy Pondexter. Welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time to speak with me today.
No problem. Thanks for having me on the show. Kind of made me tear up.
Oh, good, good. Cappy, our focus here at the Get Up Nation podcast is on resilience and perseverance. I'd like to go to the very root of where your greatness began. In prior interviews, you described how when you were a small child, your brother would pick you up from school and take you to the basketball courts. Initially, you'd often be dismissed by others, but you, quote, took it to heart. You loved the game, and you wanted to prove to them you could play. What is it about the game of basketball that you love so much?
I think just it was one of those things that it was like a friend that was always there, you know, no matter what, through the good and the bad. It's just somebody that you can always depend on, and I think basketball, when everything else was going wrong or right in the world, I can always have it as an outlet. And initially, it just started as me trying to impress my brother to be as good as he was. But then, like, as time went on and I realized how gifted and skilled I was, my love for it just grew and grew.
We as people, unfortunately, often make a lot of judgments about one another, which leads to an inability to fully value one another. I can almost see that young girl on the basketball court burning with that desire to play with excellence, regardless of her opponent's gender, size, or skill level. You were insulted for being an athlete. You were called a tomboy and other names, but you credit your love for the game as being enough to overpower that negativity. How did your love of the game keep you resilient no matter what opponent you faced, whether that opponent was on the court, whether in others dismissing you as if you were not good enough, or any doubts in your own mind? How did you keep getting up and bouncing back?
I would have to say a lot of different things triggered that, but, you know, my mom, obviously, she was the one that continued to motivate me no matter how I felt, you know, because I was a very sensitive kid, and I'm still sensitive as an adult, but I've learned to grow through that. But when I would cry to her, you know, I can remember I always telling me, don't worry about it, just keep doing what you love. And then, you know, Coach Stringer, Coach Gators, my mentors, you know, growing up playing basketball, they will always continue to motivate me and push me to the highest level that I could possibly be at. And, you know, they make sure that I understand no matter what that, you know, the game will always love you back as long as you love it. No matter what people say, you always have something that's always solid. And through all my ups and downs, you know, through everything that I possibly could go through at this stage in my career, you know, I constantly have to tell myself that no matter what, I'm always a champion, you know, because that desire, that burning desire on and off the court never dies. It's who you are. It's your makeup. And I just constantly have to remind myself of that.
In a recent Forbes article, you were highlighted for rejecting the notion that athletes have to be one-dimensional. Your company, Four Seasons Style Management, is now bi-coastal. You and your business partner and stylist, Lisa Smith-Craig, have worked with celebrity designer Lauren DeWitt, Swiss Beatz, Nicki Minaj, Sean Ross, and continue to expand. It's another example of how you refuse to be dismissed, by people who think that situations should be a certain way or that people should be a certain way. You break the mold and put in the work to be successful no matter what you do.
Absolutely, you know, because, you know, there's a game called basketball and then there's a game called life, and basketball kind of prepares you for life. And, you know, as I've played, you know, whether it's in Europe or the WNBA, I've used every experience, every connection I've made to help further me to be successful in this thing called life, you know, that I'm starting to transition into now. And, you know, it's a ride, it's a journey, but it's a process that I've learned to embrace, you know, every step, you know, whether it's a good moment or a bad moment, because you're going to have those moments in life. And I think the key to the success is what basketball has taught me, what it has given me, the tools to be successful. And I just constantly relate the two because they're the same to me. And, you know, anybody who's listening to the podcast is just, you know, whatever your passion is early in your life, it's the vehicle, the tool that's going to propel you for later in your second part of your life. And I'm excited for a journey. You know, Four Seasons is one of those things that I invested in early in my basketball career, because I always believe that, you know, there are so many sides of you as a person. You know, when you're done playing basketball, you just don't die at the end of the world. You know, you keep evolving, you keep progressing, you keep becoming who you're destined to be. And, you know, those are things that I constantly remind myself as I wake up every single day.
Absolutely. It's going to be very exciting to see you take on whatever challenge you take on and seek out whatever goal that you feel a passion to after you've developed such discipline and amazing, amazing accomplishments in the game. One thing I've noticed in your post-game interviews is you often refer to games as battles. What do you battle every day?
What do I battle every day? Just to constantly... You know, because I know who I am as a person, and I know, like, there's so many different energies in this world, and, you know, you can't help everybody. So that's something that I'm constantly battling, because my heart is so big and so full of joy and love that I tend to gravitate towards so many different energies, and deciding who can help me elevate, you know, who's deflating. You know, that's a constant battle that I deal with every single day as I touch millions of people, you know, throughout the week. Or, you know, after a month, you know what I mean? So it's like one of those things of just learning to, you know, decide what's best for me in my life right now. You know, I only want to be around positive energy. People who are here to help save people, to create opportunities for people, to help people be successful. Those are the kind of people that I want to be around. And that's the constant battle that I go through every day as I wake up.
You also hate to lose. So in times when you feel like you have taken a loss, what's the process you go through internally? How do you handle that and move forward?
Well, I mean, you know, life isn't going to always be perfect. You know, I think a fool would say that their life is perfect, because I don't think it was designed to be that way. I think it was designed for you to live a path, a role for you, so you can help encourage people that may be like-minded like you. And so I constantly remind myself of that. And, you know, like, of course, every day is going to be a battle. You're gonna have good days, you're going to have bad days, you're going to have sad days, you're going to have happy days. And it's about understanding that and living life in moderation, knowing that those days are going to come. And when they come, you're going to get, you fight, you know. If you're a champion, if you want to be successful, you get up and you fight. Because at the end of the day, those who go through the battle, withstand the battle, and still stand up are the ones who are successful. And, you know, like I said, if you're listening, you know, you can do anything that you put your mind to. You know, no matter what battle comes your way, as you're getting to whatever destination you're supposed to get to, you can win those battles. You can fight those battles. And I'm a living witness to that.
I love it. Your commitment to winning, to putting in the work to earn those wins, has taken you to a point where you were voted one of the WNBA's top 15 players of all time. How can people create a habit, as you have done in your masterful career, of winning?
I think the first step to that is finding something that you're truly passionate about. Because, you know, in life you can have so many mentors or family members or you know, close associates or friends even that try to dictate your path and say, well, I think you should do this. I think you'd be great at this. But if you don't know exactly what you're passionate about, then it's going to be hard for you to succeed in life, you know? Because at the end of the day, like, if you're constantly doing something you're not passionate about, you're not going to give it your all. You're not going to give it your absolute best. And to win and be successful in life, you have to be passionate, and then you have to be committed to it 100%. And the only way you can do that is if you're truly passionate about it.
You possess the type of confidence that fearlessly says, when the team is down and the shot clock is at 10 seconds, give me the ball. When did you first start to sense your power in shaping a game and your ability to perform regardless of the amount of pressure?
I think I was just so locked in on the fact that I love to play basketball, and I love those moments. Like, I wanted to be the hero. I wanted to be the one to save the people. I wanted to make everybody happy and proud. That was just always my mindset. Whenever the opportunity came, I told the universe, I told God, hey, God, I think I'm fit for this. Help me along the way. And every time that I had that mindset approach, it always worked out in my favor. And I'm just going to always use that in my path as I continue to go with life as well. It's just to let the universe steer me in the right direction, have faith that it's all aligned and worked out in true, perfect form, and just trust the process along the way and, just live life to the utmost of my ability.
Recently, you said, be who you are and be heard. Never let anyone tell you what you can't do or what you can't have, what you can't dress like, what you can't look like, as you inspire so many to achieve not only excellence in their lives, but peace within themselves about who they are. What are some of the biggest challenges you see for people today that need to be addressed in order for them to become not only successful, but at peace with who they are?
Yeah, that's a very important topic. I feel like, with today's society and, social influence, it has caused a lot of people to shy away from who they truly are within themselves. And it's almost like we've grown accustomed to being afraid to be who we are. And I think, for me being a role model and helping propel our generation forward, I think it's just important that we first know who we are. And the only way we can truly do that is taking time to know who we are by ourselves, we're quick to get in relationships, we're quick to trust people easily without going through the process of A, either knowing who the person are, or A, knowing who you truly are. And for me, I just believe that, there's no society rules. The universe created you to be who you are. You have to really tap into that and understand that you have a purpose. We're all designed for something. We're all designed to help someone do something. Whether it's two people, whether it's 20 million people, it doesn't matter. We're here for a reason. And, at the end of the day, I think I just want my legacy to be a lasting one, a legacy of a heart of a lion, of a champion, of a winner, of a very loving and positive human being. And that's just something that I want this world to know about Captain Marie Pondexter when I'm no longer here.
It's clear that you care deeply about people. Your Instagram account describes you as a mental health advocate and a gun violence prevention advocate. Why is it important for you to raise awareness about these very important issues?
Because I think the gun violence stems from mental health issues. I think, it takes a very, strong-willed person to want to kill someone. You know what I mean? Like, that's a tough thing. And going through it at a very young age in my career, losing a very close family member who I grew up with, I just realized that you have to have a lot of hate for a person that you didn't even know. You didn't even know him. But you wanted to kill him so bad. I think about things like that, and I'm like, okay, well, these issues are stemming from other things. It's because people they don't love themselves enough. They're dealing with issues that are at home. You know, they're raised by young parents. Their grandmothers are raising them, and the grandmothers are too old to even look after them and fully help them develop as teenagers and young adults. So it's an issue that's dear to my heart, and I just want the message to get out there that, you know, nobody's ever alone. Hmm. You know, a lot of times people feel alone, and that's you're not alone. There's someone that can help you along your path, can mentor you along your path, can teach you the right ways, can love you the way that you want to be loved. And I think that we can have a much safer place, a much peaceful place, if we all really just believe in that and know that we can change the world just by giving love.
You have such a powerful voice, and to have grown up and developed your life into such a powerful skill set, you've taken your potential and you've developed it, and you've become phenomenal not only in athletics but in the entrepreneurial space, in fashion, in business. As we talked before, how you refuse to be limited because of all the potential and the intelligence and the brilliance within you. It's powerful to hear you speak in that way and to have your voice be shared with our young people, because they need to hear what's possible when they have that discipline, when they access that warrior within them, when they refuse to be categorized or jammed into some sort of convention that limits them. You have such a powerful voice, and I'm so honored that you're taking the time to share it with me on this podcast. Cappy, I always end the show with six quick questions to help my listeners understand the why within my phenomenal guests. Will you run through these six quick questions with me?
Absolutely.
Who are you thankful for today?
I'm thankful for my mom and dad for giving me the opportunity to even walk the earth and inspire people.
And now that we've covered who you're thankful for, what are you thankful for today?
I'm thankful for the opportunity to get up every single day and make a difference, not only in my life, my family life, but other people's lives.
How do you fuel the fire within you?
I constantly empower myself with positive thoughts, inspiration from other positive people, my mentors, the universe, God, and I just constantly fill myself with self-love.
What is one thing that adversity has taught you to value?
To understand where you are in that moment of time, learn from it, trust the process of getting back from it, and live your life the way that's pleasing not only to yourself but others to see as well.
What are you doing today you never thought you could?
Wow. Everything that I imagined, being on movie sets, being on music videos, learning different musicians, playing basketball, the games I love, this meeting and networking so many wonderful people. Right now, it's one of the most exciting times of my life, and it's something that I never thought that I'd be doing here in LA, and I'm doing it.
What will you do tomorrow that you never thought you could?
Tomorrow, I'm just going to get up and celebrate life with some of my cool friends that I made here in LA, and whatever happens, happens.
Thank you so much, Cappy, for taking time out to join us and to inspire Get Up Nation. Where can people learn more about you and your work?
You can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Kappa, ACAPPA23. You can find me there. I'm very social influenced heavily. I love Instagram the most. I'm back and forth on Twitter and Facebook occasionally, but Instagram is my main hub.
Cappy, thank you so much.
Thank you. I have to say this before I end it with you.
Sure.
This is the first time I interviewed, and I did an interview and I cried. So thank you for reminding me, number one, who I am, because I'm not afraid to admit that. But just giving me the opportunity to remember everything that I've accomplished that I've kind of not really thought about. So thank you so much, and I wish you amazing, amazing success this year in 2009 on this podcast.
Such an honor to speak with WNBA legend Cappy Pondexter. Every day on the court is a battle against athletic opponents, and every day in life is a battle to live a life of positivity, grace, inspiration, and impact. On behalf of Get Up Nation, I'm wishing Cappy and all kind souls who seek to live a life of not only excellence, success, and passion, but a life surrounded by those you can trust, by those who live not only with their best intentions for themselves, but for every soul they encounter along their way. Be the light the world can warm itself in. Be that champion.